You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey there, Hep Cats and Crazy Kittens. I'm Matt the Cat, asking you to leave that establishment in the front and join me in the juke in the back for a solid hour of stone cold rhythm and blues from the 1950s. This is the soul that came before rock and roll, the early rhythm and blues records that spawned the rock and roll explosion of the mid-1950s. And have I got a show planned for you this week? I'm dedicating this entire hour to Accello Records and its fantastic influential releases. Accello was started in 1952 by Ernie Young. Young began his career in real estate, but decided in 1950 to follow in the footsteps of Randy Wood and open his own record shop. He called it Ernie's Record Mart. He not only sold other labels' records, but he started his own record label called Nashboro Records to issue Southern Gospel. He did all this at the tender age of 57. Nashboro's sales were quite good, and in 1952 he decided to start a new label, Accello Records. Accello would feature rhythm and blues music. Not only could you go into Ernie's Record Mart and buy records, but you could also mail order them. And a huge amount of his business came from mail order advertisements on Nashville's own WLAC. This 40,000 watt powerhouse featured some of the greatest DJs of the 1950s and 60s. White Southern boys who brought black music to the masses. Guys like Gene Nobles, Hoss Allen, and John Richburg, better known as John R. I'm going to begin this week's show with John R. doing an advertisement for Ernie's Record Mart, then follow it up with Accello's first release. See, even though Ernie had set up Accello Records to feature rhythm and blues, the first five releases on Accello were gospel. And we'll hear this first gospel release by the Boyer Brothers called Step by Step, Accello's first record released in 1952. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're featuring Accello Records this week on The Juke in the Back.
Hey, John R., what you gonna do? Come on, John R., man, and play with some rhythm and blues.
Hey, everybody. John R., way down south here in the middle of Dixie. I'm back on the scene, and I'm back with Ernest. You ready for that? Tell you what we got. You got that little piece of paper I sent along with this record. Tells you all about all these albums we want to talk about. Great values, friends. Albums that you can get from Ernie's and save a lot of money. Ernie's Record Mart, the one and only. Located right here in Nashville, Tennessee, and nowhere else but Nashville. All right. Okay, let's get on with the thing here.
Jesus will welcome me in the little daddy if it takes you all night long. Love the way he go, love the way he went, but to me he's
the Charles Dowell Orchestra featuring Willie Lee Patton on lead vocal. That was the sixth release for Accello Records and the first one to feature rhythm and blues. Remember I said the first five releases were all gospel releases, and we heard the first release on Accello ever in 1952. The gospel tune Step by Step by the Boyer Brothers kicked off the show. Accello Records, one of the great labels to come out of Nashville, Tennessee, a town known for its country music, but Accello was all about the blues and rhythm and blues, and it's our feature this week on The Juke in the Back. This next one is a jumpin' tune released in March of 1953. It's by Del Thorne and her trio. Here's Down South in Birmingham.
Here is something that you didn't know. If you ever take a trip, here's a place to go. It's way down south where all the joints are jammed, on 4th Avenue in Birmingham. All the joints are jammed.
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 Down south in Birmingham. Now don't go south and take the boys for fools, 'cause all of those cats have been to jive school. You just walk in and fall in line, and grab yourself a gal and have a good time. All the joints are jammed.
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 Down south in Birmingham. Now don't get drunk, take everybody for your friend, 'cause if you mess up, that might be your end. Just drink enough to jump for joy. You buy all kinds of drinks in little Bob Savoy. All the joints are jammed.
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 Down south in Birmingham. The South ain't the worst, and it's not so bad. every place you'd go, the joints were jammed in the great magic city called Birmingham. All the joints were jammed.
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 Down south in Birmingham. Down south in Birmingham.
Fantastic Skip's Boogie, named after Edward Skippy Brooks, the piano player for Kid King's Combo. They were the house band at Nashville's famous New Era Club during the 1940s and 50s. That was Kid King's first record for the Accello label. They released it in May of 1953, and it was Accello's first record to sell well outside of Nashville, Tennessee. The side we just heard, Skip's Boogie, was not the most popular side. Most jocks flipped it over and played this one. Here's Kid King's Combo with Banana Split on the Juke in the Back.
Thank you. Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, and contributors Barry from Riverside, Richard Combs, Dick Bowne, Pamela Isabel. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
We're gonna end this war in Okoree. Drive, soldiers, drive. Drive, soldiers, drive. Drive, soldiers, drive. Drive on, drive on, drive on. Don't worry about your wife and be no slacker. Uncle Sam is your financial backer. All you got to do is follow through. We'll take care of you and your families too. Just drive, soldiers, drive. Drive, soldiers, drive. Drive, soldiers, drive. Drive on, drive on, drive on, drive on. Done. We can win this war, but make it fast. And Uncle Sam won't have to ration that gas. Drive, soldiers, drive. Drive, soldiers, drive. Drive, soldiers, drive. You can tear up things with that new ammunition. We're in this war, but we're not alone. Let's finish this war, then we'll all go home. Drive, soldiers, drive. Drive, soldiers, drive. Drive, soldiers, drive.
A stompin' little number about the Korean War, Drive Soldier Drive. That's Little Maxie Bailey, who only released two singles on Excella Records and then was never heard from again. That song takes full advantage of the rough, swampy sound that populated most of Excella's releases. This is because Ernie Young didn't spend any money on capturing the tunes. He didn't have any fancy studios, he didn't hire expensive producers, he didn't even have good quality backing bands. His goal was to capture that live R&B sound and press it on wax. And that he did, selling them in the thousands at his record store and his mail order service, which took out advertisements on Nashville's own WLAC. That station's signal was so great, it covered most of the American South and sold a lot of records for Ernie Young. Like this next one, which Excella released at the very end of 1953. Here's Thomas Shy Guy Douglas, a very popular Nashville performer during the 50s and 60s, with I'm Your Country Man.
You, baby, man. I ain't a bragging, but it's understood. Everything I do, I try to do it good. I'm your country man. Yes, I'm your country man. There ain't no doubt about it. I'm your country man. When it comes to women, I can love them all. No coins in my hands, no, I ain't real stout. But the gals all tell me I'm a real knockout. I'm your country man. Yes, I'm your country man. Baby, there ain't no doubt about it. I'm your country man.
Doesn't get much rougher or swampier than that. Those are the Blue Flamers with Driving Down the Highway, an Accello Records release from March of 1954. Before that, Shy Guy Douglas from December of 53 with I'm Your Country Man. This week on the Juke in the Back, I'm featuring the grit and the glory of Nashville's Excello Records. This next one, from November of 1954, would directly affect the birth of rock and roll. Arthur Gunter was born in Nashville, and he began his career in a gospel group with his brothers called the Gunter Brothers Quartet. He started recording for Excello Records in 1954. His song, Baby Let's Play House, was not only covered by a young Elvis Presley on Sun Records, but also made its way into a Johnny Burnett trio record called Oh Baby Babe. Here's the original landmark, Arthur Gunter, Baby Let's Play House.
College, may go to school, you may get religion, baby, don't you be nobody's fool. Now, baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I wanna play house with you. Well, listen, let me tell you, baby, what I'm talking about. Come on back to me and little girl so we can play some house. Now, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I wanna play house with you.
Was so popular when it was released in November of 1954 that Excello couldn't keep up with the demand. They leased it out to Chess Records for national distribution. Baby Let's Play House. Ernie Young also made a lot of money off of that record because he owned the publishing rights. So when Elvis covered it, the money just started pouring in. He used that cash to finance more recording sessions, most of which were held in his record store, Ernie's Record Mart. But that would soon change when Ernie Young hooked up with producer J.D. Miller. Miller would record much of Excello's later releases at his studio in Louisiana. This next Excello record was also a huge seller and was covered by such great groups as Hank Ballard and the Midnighters and Ruth Brown. It came out in March of 1955. Here's Earl Gaines with Lewis Brooks and his High Toppers. It's Love, Baby, 24 Hours a Day.
But I think about you, baby, 24 hours. I'm a big rolling stone.
Rolling stone, just rolling stone. Rolling stone, just rolling stone. Rolling stone, just rolling stone. One day you'll be all alone. Rolling stone, just rolling stone. All alone,
you'll never give no more. When a love is lost, you will look all around, and that lost love can't be found.
Well, a rolling stone, just a rolling stone. Rolling stone, just a rolling stone. Rolling stone, just a rolling stone. One day you'll be all alone.
You're out with one for tonight, and you will change me for delight. Your heart's all
is that right?
Well, a rolling stone, just a rolling stone. Rolling stone, just a rolling stone. Rolling stone, just a rolling stone. One day you'll be all alone.
When you're old and all alone, with no one to call your own, perhaps then you will see just how wrong you can be.
Well, a rolling stone, just a rolling stone. All alone,
don't make your life one big thing. Your wedding bell's a chance to ring. Why wait so late to learn? Both candles are where they just don't burn.
Well, a rolling stone, just a rolling stone. Rolling stone, just a rolling stone. Rolling stone, just a rolling stone. One day you'll be all alone.
You're out with one for tonight, and you're changing for delight. Your heart's on with a flight. Now ask yourself,
is that right?
Don't make your life one big flame. Your wedding bell's a chance to ring. Why wait so late to learn? Both candles are where they just don't burn.
I mean, now rolling stone, just a rolling stone.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week, since we're celebrating the great catalog of Accello Records, I'm proud to feature one of Accello's biggest sellers from June of 1956. This record stemmed from a partnership between label owner Ernie Young and Crowley, Louisiana record producer J.D. Miller. They joined forces in October of 55, and from then on out, Miller produced most of Accello's releases. This was his first production and is this week's Great 78. Here's Guitar Gable with Congo Mambo.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Calling old cow down on the farm. Calling old cows up to the barn. Cow moved this morning just before day. You better come and get it, we got to give it away. We're gonna give a little milk and give a little cream. Got the best that you has ever seen. Calling all cows down on the farm. Calling all cows up to the barn. We're gonna give a little buddy a little margarine. And when you get it, I know that you'll be pleased. To the pasture, into the woods. We're gonna get a little something that's mighty good. Last night I heard Papa and my mama say, stop her before she give it all away. If you want a good steak, come and go with me. I know a place to get the best that you has ever seen. Calling all cows down on the farm. Calling all cows up to the barn. When you hear this song, don't be mad at me. I'm just talking about a little milk and cream. Just talking about a little milk and cream. I'm just talking about a little milk and cream.
The Blues Rockers are Calling All Cows from August of 1955 as we feature the great Accello Records label this week on The Juke in the Back. I'm your host, Matt the Cat. This next artist recorded for many different Nashville labels in the 40s and 50s. In the late 1940s, he cut a tune called Buzzard Pie for the Bullet label. And in 1957, he recorded for New York's Ember Records and a great tune called Juicy Fruit. But squeezed in the middle there in 1956, Rudy Green cut this great little gem for the Accello label. Here's My Mumblin' Baby, January 1956.
She can't speak a word, but she sure ain't dumb. She said, "Ooh, ooh, 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 baby, you my desire. Well, I love you, baby, cause you set my soul on fire. Well, early in the morning when I'm ready to go, she said, "Ooh, ooh, 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 ooh." She says, "Come on, daddy, satisfy my soul. Yeah, I got to love my mamas just before I go. Well, the mamas want me to buy a home." She said, "Ooh, ooh, ooh, she says, "Come on, daddy, won't you buy me a home? Well, I got to love my mamas just before I roam." Yeah, yeah, yeah. move. She says, come on, daddy, won't you buy me a home? Well, I got to love my mamas just before I roam. Yeah, 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 mamas, mamas, mamas as I can be. Mamas, mamas, mamas as I can be. Well, I love you, baby, but mamas, you killing me. Mamba.
Now, now, my darling, can I have a talk with you? Oh, now, now, my darling, can I have a talk with you? It won't be long before our love is through. Your sorrows are my, yes, my tears. Yes, your smiles are my happiness. Your sorrows are my, yes, my tears. And each word that you whisper, love will linger through the years.
One of the great underrated young R&B singers to come out of Nashville, Larry Birdsong. He only cut two records for the Accello label. That was his second one, Pleadin' for Love. Released in February of 1956, it didn't make the national charts until the summer of 56, where it hit a whopping number 11 on the R&B lists. Larry would go on to record for several other Nashville-based labels, like Champion Records, but he would never have another hit record, The Great Larry Bird Song. Check out this fantastic guitar lick on this October 1956 Accello Records release from Clarence Samuels. You can't help but feel good listening to this one. Here's Chicken Hearted Woman on the Juke in the Back.
Thank you.
Gladiolas with the original Little Darlin', a tune written by the group's piano player and lead singer, Maurice Williams. That song would hit number 41 on the pop charts and number 11 on the R&B charts before being covered by the Canadian group The Diamonds, who took it to number 2 in early 1957, and it's since remembered as a rock and roll classic. The Gladiolas would have several other releases on Accello. Then they changed their name to the Accellos, and then finally in 1959 they would settle on the name The Zodiacs, where they'd score a number one hit in 1960 with Stay. Man, we've covered a lot of ground this week on The Juke in the Back, but we still haven't gotten to Accello Records' biggest artist. That would be Slim Harpo. He was born James Moore in Lobdell, Louisiana on January 11th, 1924. He began his career performing around Baton Rouge under the name Harmonica Slim, and eventually hooked up with his brother-in-law, Lightnin' Slim, who was recording for the Accello label. In 1957, Moore, who is now calling himself Slim Harpo, started recording with J.D. Miller. His solo debut 45 was legendary, I'm a King Bee, which was successfully covered in the 1960s by the Rolling Stones, among others, and is considered one of the greatest blues songs of all time. Harpo's success would carry the Accello label well into the 1960s, with Rainin' in My Heart from 61 and the number one R&B hit Baby Scratch My Back from 66. So I think it's appropriate that we end this week's Juke in the Back with the future of Accello Records. The label itself was shut down in 1975, and no one can deny that this little label from Nashville, Tennessee, owned by Ernie Young and managed out of his record shop, Ernie's Record Mart, did a lot to influence the birth of rock and roll. I'm Matt the Cat. I hope you enjoyed this week's show, and I hope to see you around here again real soon on The Juke in the Back. Here's Slim Harpo, I'm a King Bee.
Well, I'm a King Bee. Buzzing around your high. Well, I'm a King Bee. Buzzing around your high. Well, I can make honey, baby. Let me come inside. I'm young and able. Buzz all night long. I'm young and able to buzz all night long. Well, when you hear me buzzing, baby, some stinging is going on. Well, buzz a while. Dang it then. Well, I'm a king bee. Want you to be my queen. Well, I'm a king bee. Want you to be my queen. Together we can make honey the world have never seen.
neighbors all night long. Well, I'm a king bee.
Well, we've run out of whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.